أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
Alhamdulillah. Dear brother, it's very nice to meet you here. And I hope one day we will see you in Romania for Dawah. Myself, I was traveling long time back in Turkey as a tourist. In the night, by mistake, I miss my way. I stop somebody in the street and I tell him, can you tell me where is this address? I show him the brochure of the hotel and he said, there is not any hotel in this village. But please, I want you to be my guest. I go to his home, it was dark. I don't see, only the front door was open and I saw inside 5 children and 2 old ladies. I said, the place is safety and we go inside. I was with my wife. That man, he invited us for a very simple dinner. The way how he treats us, we feel very comfortable. And then he said, you sleep in this place, we have the other place. Next day, when I wake up, I search for him to tell him thank you very much and to continue my journey. When I went out from the door, it was daytime now, I can see. There was not other room, that room was all his house. And this brother with his 5 children, with his mother and his wife, he was sleeping under the tree. And it was cold, it was freezing. I was shocked. I go to him and I tell him, are you crazy? Why you do that? He looked to my face and he was smiling and he said to me, no, I'm not crazy, but you are a traveler and I have to give you whatever I have because I am a Muslim. When that brother, he said I am a Muslim, his face was shining like a nar, and I was very much shocked. My wife, she started to cry. I said, look, what do you know about Islam and how this guy is treating us? He said, I don't have very much knowledge about Islam, but you can read the book of Quran and you can read the Sunnah and then you will know more about Islam. Immediately, I go to the library, I buy Quran, I buy Hadith, and I start to read. I read continuously for about 2 months. After 2 months, my heart was opening and I say, Shahadu Allah, Shahadu Muhammad, and I became Muslim on 17 January 1993. Alhamdulillah. Regarding to your question, from the first beginning of my Muslim life, I started Dawah. I was traveling to more than 112 countries carrying the logo of Islam. More than 1,000 people became Muslim. When I saw this activities is giving some good result, I decided to do something for Islam in Romania. In our area, we have more than 80,000 Muslims. I decided to build an Islamic center, to be a house of teaching people about Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad and Quran. We start this project almost, we complete it. We just have a little bit to finish it. My dream is to make this kind of activity all over the world. My target is to let the people to know Islam. Because if somebody read Quran with his open heart, definitely he will change his idea about Islam and he will follow the words of Prophet Muhammad. This is my dream, I am working on it, and I wish we will finish our Islamic center in Romania and our activity will go on and on because we have a big responsibility. God gave us a gift to be a Muslims. We have to spread this gift all over the humanity.
What are the big questions? Big questions. Big questions.
Who made me? And why am I here? It does not matter whether you are atheist, agnostic, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist. It does not matter. Everybody at some time in their lives asks themselves, who made me? And why am I here?
I decided to finish my degree, and my senior year, for my entertainment, I drug all of my colleagues and friends and everybody I knew into a religious conversation to help me prepare for seminary. As a Baptist, I was going to go to a Baptist seminary. And my senior year in college, inviting people to talk about religion, if you haven't done this on a college campus, I would highly recommend you do it just for the entertainment value, if nothing else. It's hard to find any two people who agreed on anything. And so as I'm talking to people, about religion, I am introduced to people who are Muslim. I became friends with somebody who was a Muslim. I didn't know the first thing about Islam. But after our introduction and our friendship, I drug him into a religious conversation, and it didn't take me long to consider my friend a confused Christian. I knew nothing about Islam, but from what he was sharing with me, we had a very similar faith.
1990, I was the typical American. I basically subscribed to the philosophy that the person who died with the most toys wins. I had spent my life accumulating different things of this world, and that was the only thing that I knew. That was the only objective I knew in life. In 1990, my second daughter was born. I guess I wasn't listening the first time. When my first daughter was born, Christina, about 10 months before, she did something I had never seen any child do before, and that is that she was able to stand from the very first day of life. From the very first day, if I put her on her feet, she would stand upright by herself. Now, I'm a doctor. I'm a medical doctor. I understand that that is something that a newborn baby is not supposed to be able to do. But I didn't see it as a miracle. I saw it as something interesting, something charming about this child. But I guess I didn't get the message. I guess the message had to come to me twice, and the second time in a more dramatic way.